Hey, Wes, we don't have to catch a flight for over a month. We've got a bunch of home cooking at Lambeau Field, starting with the Lions. Here we go with final thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, a good start in the division. Now, they had a close game against the Minnesota Vikings. Could have went their way. It didn't. Now that you get the Detroit Lions here at home, you want to be able to start fast. I don't really care so much what the record is going into the bye week, but you want to be able to pick up a win in the division, and the Lions would be a good one to start with.
Yeah, you don't want to start 0-2 in the NFC North. Definitely want to avoid that. And I say what's at stake is setting the tone for this stretch of home games. The Packers have 4 consecutive home games with the bye week sprinkled in. You want to get that off on the right foot, get the offense rolling, keep the defense playing up front the way it has been, and really set the tone for this home stretch. Wes, your player to watch.
Mike, I'm stating the obvious, but Aaron Rodgers. He obviously, the spotlight was on him all week long, everybody talking about Rodgers and how he's playing. But I will point back to recent history, and what that will tell you is that Aaron Rodgers, when he does come off a down performance, responds, and especially when he has a chip on his shoulder. I think with them coming back to Lambeau Field, this is going to be a big game for him, and realistically for this Packers offense getting pointed in the right direction going into the bye week.
Yeah, and I agree. My player to watch is another guy looking for a bounce-back game, and that's cornerback Demarius Randle. In Jacksonville in week 1, he was maybe the best player on the field for the Packers defensively. In week 2, he had a rough game trying to cover Stephon Diggs for Minnesota. Randle is a good, young, up-and-coming cornerback. This is the life of an NFL corner. They're going to have their ups and downs. I look for Demarius Randle to bounce back in a big way. It's the little things, Wes. Give me one to focus on for this game.
Get loud, Lambeau, Mike. It's time. Been a month since the Green Bay Packers were back home. This is where you want to be able to make some noise. They've dealt with a lot of extreme conditions. Jacksonville, Minnesota, and their noise. This is a chance for Packer fans to come out and really tilt things back in the Packers' favor. Keep it quiet on offense, and defensively, shout as loud as you can.
I like that. I like that a lot, Wes. My little thing is one of those little things within the game, and that's field position. Mike McCarthy has talked all week about the Packers need to start winning the field position battle. They didn't win it in the first 2 weeks. They kept getting pinned deep by the opponent's punts. They weren't getting the same thing going the other way. The Packers need to win the field position battle, give that offense some good places to start, and I think things start rolling. Wes, the Packers win if they finish drives on offense. For all the talk about the struggles on offense, the fits and starts, you look at the Jacksonville game, 2 possessions, goal to go. The Packers didn't finish them off with touchdowns. Against the Vikings, a red zone possession got stopped on 4th down. 2 possessions at or near across midfield resulted in turnovers in the 4th quarter. Finish those drives, the points come along with it, and the Packers win this game.
Absolutely, Mike, and I think the Packers win if they keep doing what they've been doing in the trenches so far. You keep putting pressure on the opposing quarterback, the turnovers are going to come. And I really think this defense is close. With the amount of hits that they got on Sam Bradford last week, the amount of times they're able to sack him, if you keep that pressure going against Matthew Stafford, I think opportunities are going to be there for that secondary. And realistically, this is an opportunity for the defense to set the tempo.
We'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but stay tuned to Packers.com during Sunday afternoon's game for all of your updates. Follow the game on all the social media channels, post-game stories and videos on the website. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.